PM, Monday, October 14th. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Any changes to the agenda, additions or deletions?
Nope.
No? No? Okay. Privilege of the floor. I believe, I know you are on the agenda. I think you guys are as well.
If they can go during the privilege of the floor.
Or you could go, yeah, you can go now, and then you don't have to stay for the entire meeting. Entirely up to you.
We're here to hear what's going on with the
floor. Okay.
Okay.
Then we will keep it as scheduled. Okay, so no privilege of the floor. We'll move on to action items. Minutes from the special informational meeting from September 19th, 2024. This was our second informational meeting regarding the hydro bond vote. Meeting minutes were fine. I didn't see any issues. How about you guys?
No, I didn't
either. Okay, I'll place a motion to accept the minutes from the special informational meeting on September 19th, 2024 as presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting dated September 23rd, 2024. I reviewed them. Everything looked good. I had made a couple of changes, but I sent them to Vera. Vera had made them. Did you guys see anything or have anything to add or change?
No, looked good to me.
All right, I'll make a motion to accept the minutes from our regular Board of Trustees meeting on September 23rd, 2024, as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Bills and warrants.
I'm working on them.
Working on them. All right, I will place a motion that we will continue going through them to approve by the end of the meeting.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Memphremagog Watershed Association. Patrick is here, and we're going to do a little bit of a presentation on what's needed from us and next steps. It looks like it's not happening now till next year.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm joined with Mark Bannon, Bannon Engineering.
Hi, nice to
meet you. Engineer. So I have a few things I'd like to share for updates. We're closing out this design grant very shortly. Mark's finalizing the designs. We have some drawings that we'd be happy to share with you and explain in a moment. We're here tonight to ensure that the village is still interested in pursuing this stormwater diversion and treatment project. The scope of work has not changed all that much. We still plan on potentially boring into an existing catch basin at the corner of Church Street, School Street, diverting 1-inch rainstorms, water volume events to a treatment unit underground separation tank, and then that discharges into an underground infiltration trench that will seep into the wetland, or kind of, sorry, the floodplain, which is down kind of by your wastewater pump station. This is all funded by clean water funds from the state, so our grant with a subgranting organization is ends very shortly. What I need to close out this grant and continue to maintain our eligibility to seek implementation funding is check a few boxes and get a few forms from the town. First is a letter of support written by me. I think Vera has thrown it onto the village letterhead. That is essentially your written statement of to work in good faith with us to seek implementation funding and then execute the project. We would still be that entity, that kind of fiscal sponsor. We would I would draft the applications, request the funds, deal with the granting agency, subcontract Mark to help with bidding, construction phase oversight, as-built record drawing, that sort of stuff. We would go out to bid to implement the project, by some local contractors. I think we got a pretty good talent pool around here. We don't have to worry about getting, you know, bids from too far away. We got a lot of local entities that could probably do this work. Mark has done a good job engineering this project, so that is something that the village could maintain on their own. The nice thing is that we're working with a funding agency called the Clean Water Service Provider, which is a program set out by the state to have regional entities rather than the state managing all these sub-grants. So we have an entity for the Memphremagog region, which is anything that drains the Lake Memphremagog, includes Barton. That entity is actually Vermont Housing Conservation Board, so we have a person up in Newport who works for them who grants us money to do these sort of clean water projects. We bought property, you know, floodplain wetland restoration project. We've acquired property with this money. We've implemented restoration projects. We've done stormwater projects with this money. So we are very familiar with this program. That program comes with operation and maintenance funds. So they are obligated to ensure that this project functions because they are claiming the phosphorus reduction credits. And to verify it functions, they have to perform maintenance. And so this program actually does come with strings attached for the entity to be responsible for maintaining the project. Now they happily work with municipalities to have road crews do projects if it makes sense, do the maintenance for them. This is going to take a Vector truck and probably nothing else. Maybe once every 10 years it might need jetting to clean out, you know, some slots in a perforated pipe sort of situation. But the nice thing is the village would not have to be the entity to perform that work or even find somebody to do that work. Theoretically, this granting agency is responsible for doing that.
Now, that's different from before, right?
That is new, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So we actually have a different operation maintenance agreement, which is really a site access license. I have a copy here for you all to keep. You can copy them here if you want and share it. So I don't know who wants to take a look first. But that site access license is an agreement that the town will allow this Memphremagog Clean Water Service Provider entity, myself, and or a state employee to, with notice, access the property to perform inspection, verification that's working, and operation maintenance as needed, right? Mm-hmm. Finding this is a town lot. You can't bar anybody from accessing it already. So this is a redundant thing that we just have to do. In that plan is the operation and maintenance, or in that agreement is the operation maintenance plan, which is deliverable for me to bring to the granting agency so they know what they're signing up for in terms of operation and maintenance. So that is a filled out draft of that agreement. I don't necessarily need that right now. We would need that in conjunction with our grant application, but I want to get that in front of your eyes now so that you can look at it. I've been kind of bitching and moaning to the agency for about a year and a half now about that license and another version of it that is an easement because it was very intimidating. It was whereas, shall be, lots of state statute, and landowners just pushed it back across the table saying, no thanks, we don't want to do this. Municipalities are usually a little bit less fearful of state oversight, but this is a lot friendlier looking of an agreement than what the earlier version was. So that will need to be signed if we do want to seek implementation funding. It doesn't necessarily need to be signed right now here at this meeting. What I would like to walk away with is a letter of support so that we are then eligible to seek implementation funding. And I would come back here and make sure that everybody's still on board and we can get that operation maintenance agreement and site access, site control signed. On that same note, there is a need to get an easement from the church next door, Assembly of God, Solid Rock. And so Vera has been kind enough to help us work with the attorney the village has on retainer to use an example easement that we have from our Newport stormwater project and essentially edit it so that it works for this project. You would be asking for a construction access and operation, temporary construction and then a permanent access and operations easement from the church for like $10 plus filing fee. And the church has granted that wish. We have a letter of support from them to do just that. I can leave this with you guys as well. Here's a copy of the working easement deed, which is not finalized. Mark will put the boundaries of the easement on our site plan, and that will be recorded with the easement and the land records if we end up getting the church to agree and the village to sign the easement. This is because the pipe that would be diverting from the catch basin on the street actually would need to run through their parking lot.
Yeah.
As part of that deal, we would regrade the parking lot, resurface as needed, and then the village would have the legal access to enter the property to fix that pipe if ever needed it. Or to actually bring in a vector truck to pump out the tank, because you're not going to drive that down the community garden steps. So that's kind of the objective tonight, is I'm sure you guys are still interested. Hopefully walk out of here with a letter of support for me to seek implementation. Make sure that the trustees are aware of the easement that will be, hopefully finalized in the next, 4 to 6 weeks as we go from closing this grant to seeking the next grant. And then the operation maintenance agreement, which we could sign tonight. If you're not, too eager to do it, we can put that off for a little while. But I wanted to give Mark a chance to kind of explain the nitty-gritty of what it would take to implement the work, and the community garden has obviously stayed skin in the game, so any questions are there.
Sure.
And is this something you guys plan on starting this year, or is it going to be next?
I think it would be not unreasonable. I don't know what the lead time is on the unit, but I don't think it would be unreasonable to schedule this for later in 2025. If we want to put it off because there's other infrastructure projects or other dire needs, we're at your discretion.
We don't have anything that I'm aware of.
No, I was just wondering if you guys would be doing it during the winter.
No, we don't. I don't anticipate anything happening this fall. It'd be great if we get this in before the garden kicks off. It all depends. The unit that we're buying and dropping in place, usually they need a couple months lead time anyway. So,
right.
And it's got, just so you know, the granting process, glacial pace. So.
Yeah.
As much as we would love to see these things happen next week, it's all kind of at their discretion, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this
The grant would open up, I think, in January for applications, and then review and approval in midwinter. That's about the timeline. So then we would know mid to late winter that, okay, we can go out to bid, and that would give us construction schedule.
This agreement with a company that's going to now maintain it as opposed to us maintaining it, I think it said it's good for 15 years. What does that mean after 15 years?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And this is, I'm actually borrowing this from our previous project. The previous project we had is a very similar unit. We had a CS8, Mark spec'd out a CS5 for this much smaller unit. We were able to convince the agencies that this is at minimum 15-year operational life. It is essentially a glorified septic tank. There's not really any moving parts, so it could very well last 50 years, in theory, if it's maintained and doesn't degrade. But the 15-year performance period is the minimum that this granting agency has to operate and maintain these projects to claim the credits that they're seeking for the phosphorus removal part, right? So.
Okay.
All these projects are ranked and evaluated, and so they do that. They try to make it as black and white as possible. They take all these projects and say, okay, all these projects, they each cost this amount of money, and they each do this amount of phosphorus reduction. Pounds per kilogram per year is the currency that they use for ranking these projects. And so if you have 10 kilograms of phosphorus per year reduction, that's pretty good. If you have 10 pounds of phosphorus per year over 15 years, it's only 1.5 pounds per, or sorry, kilograms per year. So it's their currency. So essentially, they are obligated for 15 years to maintain and operate the project. The agreement states that it will renew for 1 year. Every 1 year, it'll renew until one or the other party pulls out.
Okay.
So at 15 years, you might own the project and you might be responsible for pump sumping the catch basin. In 15 years, you might just get a call from this agency and say, hey, we'd like to continue this agreement so that we can continue to claim these credits, at which point you just have a 1 year, once per year, and you could actually re-up it and say, if they were like, we'd be comfortable doing 5 more years, we'd be comfortable with 10 more years. That's how the program has been designed. That has not been done yet. This program is 2 years old, so nobody's gotten past that step.
Okay.
So I will be honest with you. I don't know exactly how it's going to shake out. But that's why Mark did a good job in terms of designing this program, this project. It is more or less maintainable by a municipality like the village.
Yeah.
The vector truck is something that you don't own, but it's very easily contracted. You know, Newport City's got one. So
we have
not
one come in once a year anyway, right?
Yeah, the last 2 years running after the big storms. We just backed everything out.
All the sumps. Yeah, that's the same piece of equipment. So, and the easement that you would be getting from the church, it goes forever.
Yep.
You know, until the project is essentially taken out and removed, which hopefully didn't. So that is, that addresses the 15-year thing. Obviously, we can't really sign that. We can't sign, execute that form until we know when the project will commence.
Right.
Because it has a start date, and then 15 years from that start date. So that's why I'm saying, you know, I want to get these this in front of your eyes now, because I don't want to spook you later on when they're like, oh, you have to sign a license.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this was a project that was put into place before we became the board. I've met with them now 2 summers ago initially to go over it, and things just haven't happened, but it sounds like everything's still on plan as far as what the project entails.
And it's gotten better with... You guys are going to take care of it for the first 15 years.
It's sweet. The deal is sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Initially, we're saying it's going to, you guys are going to own it.
Right.
Because so yeah,
originally, we were going to have to maintain
have to
it.
That.
We were just going to have to add it to our to-do list every year.
Was Andy involved at all in the initial talks?
Yep.
He was?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Andy dug a hole for Mark. We did actually do some soil screening, because we had a project in Newport where we found 2,000 yards of contaminated soil. We didn't want to do that, so Mark dug a hole and sampled and looked for anything suspect and came back clear. So.
Good. So ultimately, you're looking for our letter of support tonight, and then we'll just move forward and we'll wait to hear from you as far as next steps. As far as the easement and stuff goes, you guys are touching base and doing what needs to be done for that, right?
Yeah, they're still working on it.
Okay.
Mark's got an idea about the retaining wall.
Okay.
So, you know, in the corner of the, what do we call it? Is that the library parking lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the south end, there's a retaining wall between the church.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, for our project, the village is going to obtain a permanent easement to use it. And I was just wondering if you want to add a sentence into that easement to say, and maintain that retaining wall. So in case of needed repair in the future, you wouldn't have to go get another easement.
Right.
You could use the same easement.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
It did look like it was a little tippy.
Okay.
I do have a plan sheet I can share.
Sure.
I have, these are half-size plans, so they're still kind of small. And if I can share one with you guys, I think I have.
I have four.
Now, these aren't much different than the ones that I got from you 2 years ago.
I shouldn't. Well, a little bit of revisions.
Okay.
Mostly just the unit.
Yep.
If you have them digital, I'm assuming.
Yep.
You can send those to me.
Yep, of course. I'll send you the complete set of plans.
Great.
But I'll just do a quick presentation here with the sheet. So we're talking about School Street there, and the bank is here, and there's a catch basin here, and the water comes down Church Street, and it continues on Church Street, the stormwater, and it goes down to the brook at the bottom of the hill. And in this top corner, this little Google Earth image with some blue lines on it, the blue lines represent the runoff area that we're trying to capture here. So it's about 7 acres of the village. Comes down School Street, and it comes down Church Street to. So this is the. I know it's small, but this is what we're trying to treat, just to give you a sense of visual. And all that water currently comes down into this catch basin. And what we're trying to, the project is going to do, is hopefully directional bore. So instead of digging up the road with an excavator, we'll horizontally bore a pipe under the road into this catch basin. And it'll be a 4-inch pipe. It's done quite often. There's a fairly local horizontal drilling company that can do this work. That would be ideal. They would set up basically at the in the church parking lot, dig a pit, and drill across into that culvert, into the catch basin. Inside the catch basin, we'll put a, you're probably familiar with a perforated pipe with the holes in it. We're going to use a slotted pipe so that it gives you more area of drainage into the pipe, but also keeps a lot of the material out, a lot of the debris, and that'll save you maintenance, or somebody maintenance, in the end product down in the treatment unit. There shouldn't be a whole lot of debris that gets down there. So we would horizontally bore from the basically the corner of the retaining wall over into the catch basin, and then bring a pipe down the driveway. The reason we're going into the driveway is to avoid hitting all the tree roots down there. They're not beautiful trees, but they are trees, you know. So if the town, if the village has a preference on cutting those trees, we could cut the trees, but there's no reason to. And then it would come back towards the community garden kiosk, and that's where a 6-foot, basically diameter of the table here, unit would be installed as an inlet pipe, an outlet pipe. And the outlet pipe is shown in blue on this drawing, and it goes over to this gray box, which is...
behind the shed.
It is behind the shed, but that shed is what's
that
shown here.
With love of the location.
Yeah, so what's shown here is the shed moved forward a little bit.
We physically moved it there. We're happy if someone else was doing this.
Right,
We wouldn't mind it even moved further somewhere else. We'll,
yeah, and we and the contractor, right. So this gray box is basically a what they call a level spreader. And picture a dustpan. With the back would be of the dustpan would kind of sit into the hillside a little bit, and then there would be a flat area where the water would come out of a pipe onto that dustpan and then into the floodplain and the wetland buffer. Shown on this plan are some light gray arrows here. That's the anticipated flow into the wetland buffer over there.
Okay.
Currently, it's all knotweed. A couple things about that. You know, the equipment, when it's moved out of that knotweed, needs to really be scrubbed down. So that'll be in the contract documents. We don't want to spread more knotweed.
You could take it all with you.
Well, so...
It'll grow back.
That is a question for the program of, you know, if there's any invasive species removal. Sometimes that is, and I don't know what the program says about
that. With knotweed, unfortunately, the only thing that I would even be willing to put money at is chemical herbicide, and I don't think you all are really thrilled about that. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. Right.
Well, we talked about that with the state.
Yeah.
There was two women, I think, 2 years ago, and they said the same thing, that it just it wouldn't even be guaranteed to take care of it then.
No, right. If we there's a local contractor I work with, he's a licensed applicator, and he does, like, stem injection, so you're not just broadcast spraying it. It's more effective if done at the right time, but again, it's a bite.
So this level spreader in the gray is right on the edge of that knotweed. It's into the knotweed, so either this is going to be done early spring, or they are going to plow some knotweed down.
Yeah.
Now, would you just plow that and level it back into the knotweed that we already got?
Ideally, it'd be mowed in front, I think, to keep the knotweed from growing into the trench.
Yeah.
So, you know, whoever's mowing around the garden on occasion... No.
She's the mower. We have kept the knotweed down on the rise, but it's also
we've had to
hardwood
take
cloth.
Hardwood cloth, quarter-inch hardwood cloth.
It gets mowed pretty
hard. Put that down and then mow.
And, I mean, talk to your poison guys, too, but I would recommend that if you need flow off of that pan, that hardware cloth is going to go a long way.
It's really done a great job where we've used it.
I have no problem buying 40 feet of hardware cloth. It'll make your life easier. And
yeah.
And then you do have to have the mowing, though, too.
Yeah. So what's the surface of your little dustpan thing there, and will the knotweed grow up into that?
So that's an excellent question. It could, if we use crushed stone, if we put a granite pad, a concrete pad in there, that's kind of what I'm leaning towards. And then the other question for the group is the back of the dustpan, the three sides, is a choice of, we could use pressure treated timbers. It's going to be like 18 inches, the back of the dustpan. Or we could use a granite curb. And I'm saying granite curb just because you have the granite.
We have the granite there,
up
and
above.
It's going to be way long lasting, more than pressure treated.
Yeah, I mean, it would
better.
Fit right in pretty
yeah,
well, because you have
yeah.
And then another one there.
Just up your grant a little bit.
Well, you know, 40 feet of curbing is not like crazy expensive.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got enough to do all of that we did. So.
Yeah.
So. Do you happen to know how much that ran?
I could go back and check my records.
Yeah. You can send that.
But we have a lot more than what you're going to need.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it just helped me to make sure, that when somebody asks, how'd you come to that price, and we're like, oh, we had this receipt.
Yeah, no, I can go back and check.
Okay.
Yeah, we can get it from V-Trans, too, all those costs. So. So basically, the dustpan would have a 4-inch perforated pipe in the back of the dustpan, which would release water into the dustpan, and the dustpan would dribble out into the wetland buffer.
And that 4-inch pipe is big enough for all of it when it does, like, have a really serious run?
So there'll be a 4-inch pipe inside the catch basin. So we can only get 4-inch into the system, and the rest is going to bypass, go down to the brook.
Okay.
So the project is designed to treat that 1-inch water quality storm, not a big flood.
Okay.
That's not what we're trying to do. So it's an interesting project, but it's not like...
Yeah.
So that catch basin, the circle thing that's about 6 feet, that's concrete, right? And is it open at the top, or is it covered?
Yeah, it's got a manhole cover on it.
A manhole cover.
Yeah.
Because we have little kids with their parents.
Yeah, of course.
It's fully underground.
It's fully underground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's like a glorified septic tank.
Can we plant flowers on top of it? Or you
probably not. I mean,
you have to access.
Where they're putting it is where you walk anyway. There's nothing there now.
Yeah.
I was there when they showed it.
It's near the kiosk,
Yeah, there's nothing there now.
I mean, it's a round concrete cover with a metal manhole cover on it.
Can we paint it like a sundial or
something? Oh, that is
We'll find something to do.
Yeah.
Sundial or anything like that. I can leave this extra copy.
Sure. Thank you.
If anybody has questions. If you have questions later,
can we keep this?
I do have a PDF that can be emailed to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great.
That's great. I can take it over to you if you send me an email.
Do you have our emails?
Do you have mine? I don't know.
Yeah, I have yours.
Okay.
Do it Cindy's much more.
Can we write it down?
She won't lose it. I'm not going to
that. Last name?
Hurley.
H-U-R.
P. Hurley.
Okay.
We were hoping that something would happen.
W-A.
Do you guys have any questions?
No.
No.
I don't think so. No. Sounds like a pretty good deal now, better than it did the first time.
We were going to proceed before,
anyway.
So I don't see why we wouldn't now.
Right.
Okay. I need to go down there and lay eyes on it. I can't visualize it.
I can show you.
Yeah.
And, you know, the maintenance of that unit is equal to vacuuming out a catch basin.
Yeah.
Right.
Just
right.
One more catch basin.
Right.
And that's what we had initially said. It's just we'll add it to the list.
Mm-hmm.
Andy was fine with it. 2 years ago when we were initially talking about this. So.
And the latest design is even simpler. The other one had like a...
Yep.
And this is just a straight...
Well, and originally you were going to, you hadn't talked about going underneath the road. It was going to be dug up. So mm-hmm. that even makes me more happy.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
So yeah.
There is a water line there, and I've gone through several of the historic plans.
Okay.
And one says it's at 5.5 feet, the other one says 6.5 feet, so it's someplace between 5 and 7.
Andy and can what, trace what, it and find it, too.
And yeah, what depth are you guys expecting to drill through there?
We got to go to the bottom of the catch basin, which is almost 8.5 feet, so okay. it should be no
hopefully
problem,
way under it.
But we are going to put a locating line in the budget so we can find those pipes.
Yep. And Andy can do that, too. Mm-hmm. So he'll be part of it.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for sending Andy out to dig that hole for me.
Oh, that was all her. Thank you.
Yeah, great. And we did a full toxic analysis of the soils.
Yep.
For like 30, yeah. 40 contaminants, and it came back clean.
So that's awesome.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't need
sure.
any more toxic dumps in my
yeah.
Are you sure? Yeah.
Gina, I saw you light up about the trees, and we have a request to maybe take some of those trees. They're creating almost too much shade for us. So you've got the wall there, that retaining wall, mm-hmm. and particularly those on the end that are kind of hanging over.
By the kiosk.
There's a lot of shade
yeah.
on the garden.
That would be like helpful to us.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, it also looks
we
like
love
it's,
the shade, but
it's in and around where you're going to be doing construction, and I can tell you there in the way, we've even had, Andy couldn't dump mulch for us because
low-hanging
branches and things. Yeah. One did fall down in a storm, and I don't know who came by, but a man came by and said, do you want me to take that down for you? And we're like, yeah, it's hanging, it's broken,
yeah.
and
yeah, sure. That's your department. You can go and look at it and assess what needs to be done.
Is the unit big enough or small enough for an excavator? Pick it up, or does it need a crane, you think? The 8 needed a crane, but I don't think the 5.
This will probably be a crane on the vehicle.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, there's some extra room.
I'm sure that vehicle will need extra clearance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. I just don't want to see them all mowed down.
Yeah,
I'll
no,
have Tony come in and
we don't even need all of them gone. Just
looking at me.
On the corner.
That really shade the first two, those two raised beds, whatever. I'm not sure what the outcome of those two raised beds will do.
Box elder.
Yeah, they're nothing special.
They're kind of junk trees.
They are junk trees.
Okay.
I'm thinking if you do mow down knotweed, we can get back into, we're really into experimenting. We're trying to eradicate it, and a lot of people around the state are doing different things besides chemicals. So
mm-hmm. The hardware cloth has worked when you mow.
It has. I'm just wondering, we have this opportunity to get fruit trees from Tree Up Burlington or somebody.
Yep.
I mean, they're
yep.
pretty amazing, and but we just can't figure out where we can put them unless we can.
Well, if we did get rid of some of those trees, if you know, that's yeah. dug up, we could put fruit trees along there that are less.
We'll keep it pruned. Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to be as minimally intrusive as possible. There's also the other constraint is we could put this further down the floodplain, but then it's wetlands,
right.
river corridor, king of floodway.
Wildlife.
Wildlife probably have something to say about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
As long as we know what we can do next summer
yeah.
or can't do, we've been talking about doing some different things anyway, so this will make an opportunity to mm-hmm. experiment.
Okay. Do you guys have anything else?
No.
I don't.
Okay, I'm going to place a motion to approve the letter of support for the Memphremagog Water Association project as presented and discussed.
Now, were you going to add that little in that letter?
You don't need that right now.
The operation in the site access?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I wanted to present it to you so you had it. It is the grant that we're going to seek first, and so I wanted to get in front of your eyes. The grantor would probably want to be here
yeah.
at the next meeting to sign it so that everybody's signing at the same time so you guys can get introduced. And technically, we don't want to sign. We can't sign it because we can't put the start date on it.
Yep.
Because we don't have the
yeah.
completion button. So I will be back for that,
sure.
but just want to get it in front of you now.
Okay. Yeah, and... have her a chance to go through it and dive into it too, just to, you know, make sure
and
we're not missing something.
I had a request for you. Mm-hmm. If there's any way that you all could put a number to the to Neil's work. Mm-hmm. Does he send the village a bill?
He will.
It'll have a description about what's happened.
Yep.
If you could put a number to whatever in-kind match that you guys are contributing in that toward the legal services, it would only just help our application.
Sure.
Okay. So.
And Andy's time.
And Andy,
that
hall.
Okay.
Which was August 26th or something, about 4 hours.
You got it.
Thank you. We don't want to ask anything of you, but I know that even just helping to administer these and respond to these questions is something. So I want to make sure we put that on paper.
Yeah, no, perfect.
So I will.
15-year maintenance of the system, and you know that you're going to need to, more than not, leave. Will that agency then also cover the cost of hiring someone to mow that not leave?
They would probably hire someone to do twice annual inspections and maintenance visits. So up to 2 times a year they would come out and maybe back your truck it, and they might whack over knotweed that's in the way of the treatment area or the dispersion unit.
Yeah, that's where you're going to get.
But you're not going to get enough maintenance, not frequent enough maintenance to keep on top of it.
Yeah, we do
about a week, once a week.
Yeah.
So
if every week when you're hitting those other sections, if you could pass the mower over there, you know, we'll do our damnedest to whack it back over in there, putting the project in the ground.
Well, that's one of our ongoing challenges.
It sprouts like six inches at a time.
Crazy. We just keep ours mowed down.
Yeah.
We have heard it's edible. Like rhubarb. So if it's young and tender,
push mowing.
Yeah.
You can't ride it.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Strawberry nut we buy.
The church, you take it over.
If I can sell it.
I try it.
I was going to say, I think Dave has a whole
my
bunch
wife
of it.
Let me get it right
he
on
does. The
bank right there.
We do too.
Well, somebody has to second it.
I'll second it if it's already been put in.
I put it into motion. You questioned it. Okay. That's on hold. So are we still moving forward with you?
Yeah, no
I'm
kidding.
I'm moving forward with the motion. You second?
I'll second
okay.
it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
Is this the one I'm signing?
Yep.
Okay.
And then you keep that and send me a copy?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Send it to you tomorrow.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Glad to hear it's still moving forward.
Yes, me too. I will figure out when we can anticipate application deadline so that I will send you all the materials for the application before we actually submit so you can have your last, insurance.
How soon do you anticipate needing to come back to go to sign off?
They just closed the most recent granting period. So the next one, I believe, is December, January.
Okay, so early next year.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll let us know. When.
I will let you know.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll make sure we're here at 6, not 5.
Were you here at 5?
Yeah, I thought it was 5 because I looked at the last meeting minutes and started at 5. So I'm like, 5.
Oh, yeah, that was a special one.
I see that now. Okay.
Sorry.
Don't worry. Clark and I were just panicking. We're like, damn it, they did take the holiday.
Well, that's why you asked me if the meeting was canceled.
Yeah,
no, we're meeting.
That makes sense.
Well, also, it doesn't help that I go, 19 different select boards and 50 meetings, and they're all, 6 o'clock. So I'm like, 5, it's hot. Okay, I guess it's 5.
Sorry.
Well, you guys were plenty early anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay, moving on to driveway access permit application.
Yes, this is for, 83 Redfield Road? Fuzzy LaRose?
Yep.
He wants occasional access off Eastern Avenue to the backside of his property. Andy's already gone over with him to discuss the culvert and driveway recommendations. He agrees, but only as long as he uses it as sparingly as he says he will.
Why is that? Why does it have to be sparingly?
Because he doesn't think that the type of driveway that Buzzy's interested in putting in is permanent quality.
But it shouldn't matter if the culvert is there and up to spec. Cool.
Well, it depends on the size of trucks he wants to bring in and out of there, I think is the question. If he wants to bring heavy equipment up in there, it's going to have to be constructed differently than just occasional access with a light vehicle.
So once he puts that culvert in, are we responsible for the next one if it does get smacked by a too big a rig?
Wouldn't that be on him?
Or is that on him?
That should be on him.
Technically, once a property owner installs a culvert,
that becomes
access to one of our roads, we take ownership of the culvert.
Yeah, and that's why I say it. Andy ought to make sure it's up to a code.
It is. It's going to be up to the state standard that's included with our policy.
My only thought was everybody's definition of occasion is different.
Right.
Like looking at it, and I mean, I have no problem with it, but either just give them the access.
Or not.
Right, exactly.
Is how I'm looking at it.
I agree, because...
Because who's going to govern or watch? Oh, well, you know, occasionally can be 10 times to somebody a week to one time with somebody a week. So if he can...
And are we supposed to stop him if he wants to bring a tractor trailer in there one time or a pickup 100 times? Are we supposed to...
Yeah, that's why I question it, because I'm like, what's the difference? I mean, if we're going to do it and he's going to do it right. Whether or not his road is up to whatever, it's his road and his driveway, but let's do the culvert the way it should be for however he wants to access it. And what if he sells a property? Somebody might want it is a truck driver and is going to be going in and out of there all the time.
Because like his land, the way that it looks like it's set up is halfway... like he could subdivide it really and get access from that lower lot if he wanted to with that. So my only thought was, let's not put the
caveat on there.
Right, because either we give him the permit or we don't. And then cause it's going to be pretty hard to govern. You know.
And the culvert should be whatever state statute.
It will be based on the state standards. Yeah. Okay.
So then it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this map. So the way he's getting there now is going up through Redfield Acres and then...
Yes.
He's always mowing all of this. Does he not own this as
No, he does.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. If he ever wanted to... No, well, let me see.
Because when
no,
I see
his
him
comes
mowing,
down right here. But this is his lot. And this is where he wants to go up. I don't know why he's mowing over here.
Oh, well, maybe... No,
it used to be his mother.
Oh, wait, no, he's not. I have... Okay. I think it's because it's all one. It looks like it's all one, but it's not.
Right. It's not. This is his house, the way I looked at it. And so this is his lot. So in theory, I wouldn't... At some point, if he wanted to, you know, subdivide it, and this would be the driveway to go there... And then saying, oh, well, it was a permit that was just for occasional stuff. And if it passes, to me, it's just like, just make it a driveway without us worrying about what occasional means to different people.
Because I wouldn't want to have to police it.
Right. It could be your new job.
There you go. Does it pay well?
Right. Probably not.
Any concerns about the curve there?
About the what?
About the curve that it's on?
No, there's plenty of you there, I think.
I mean, Andy would look at that, right? If it was just occasional use or
if the curve was
the time,
bad, then
it wouldn't be allowed.
Be allowed at all, I would think.
It would have to pass whatever, code.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So make a motion to approve the driveway access permit. As an access permanent
access driveway?
Yeah. That sounds good.
And I'll second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Everyone gets to sign this letter.
We all get to sign it?
And like I say, and that's as long as Andy must have seen traffic and that type of thing.
Yeah.
So there's another driveway right next to it.
Yeah, I think his skepticism came from why. Why does he need access there? But it's his property.
Right.
Right. I don't think it matters why. Let's just make sure it's the way it should be, and it's now up to him.
Right. Because 10 years from now, you know, with this little occasional, what does that mean?
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Like, and
what if he sells it?
Right. And he, you know, if he subdivides it.
Right.
There's, it could be residential.
Yeah. I agree.
But.
This is Pam. She's accessing
the
computer.
Oh. I was like, who is that
in the rain?
I know. So, random person wandered in because they saw the light on.
It's a Halloween costume.
Okay. Financial reports for period ending September 30th, 2024. Crystal wasn't able to come tonight.
Nope.
Did she give you guys any feedback? I skimmed them myself. I thought things looked okay. Marilyn?
Yep. I did too, and I did have a few questions right now. I can't remember what they were, but I had asked them of Crystal before now, and she did answer them, so I was happy with them.
Okay.
Right now, I can't tell you what they were in particular, but that was a whole 4 or 5 days ago. So let me just look through them real fast here. And she had some really good
explanations
yeah. of what's going on. Of course, every time I go with the water payroll, and I guess we'll have to, I don't know, budget differently. I don't know. It just doesn't seem to be able to.
No, he's going on vacation soon, and he's not comfortable with Garrett doing the testing. Garrett doesn't even remember how right now. I asked him about it last week, if he would resume, and something for executive session later, I'll tell you, but Lucas isn't comfortable with Garrett doing it. Nate has his class 2 water, but he's been having health issues, so he hasn't been doing the weekend testing either the last few months. So,
what about Jeremiah?
Jeremiah, he's trained. I don't know what was going on with the situation with Orleans, if he was spending a lot of his time on the weekend there or not. Not at all. I don't know. So, yeah.
So Jeremiah should be available.
He should
be
available.
So can you please speak with him?
I will.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
And other than that, you know, they all looked good. At some point, we're going to have to decide how we're going to pay back the $200,000 that we borrowed when Gina was away.
Never again. No.
Yeah, you got the money.
Oh yeah, blame Gina.
We are doing the interest, and I think, I mean, it's made some really good interest from the sewer department where it would not have made that before the village. I think Crystal had pointed that out here somewhere.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So, which is good.
Yeah.
But we're not getting anywhere on the $200,000 paying that down, or at this point, we don't even have a plan on what we'll need to do to pay that down as a loan. It's paid $3,400 worth of interest to the village.
Okay.
So.
But do you have any idea in your head how you're going to try and pay it back?
Well, it's going to have to be probably into rates. As you know, I was kind of thinking if we do the big sewer update, that type of thing, bonding, if that passes once we ever get to that. But I don't know. This is more operation and maintenance that was under budgeted for years. So I don't know that could be part of that bond. So I think going to have to be into user rates for it.
Thought that's what you were going to say.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and then somehow if we ever get the full $80,000, we could try to figure out how we're going to utilize that. Maybe we can put some of it towards that.
Right. Of course, every department was saying, oh, if we, we could use 20 of that 80. Oh, we could use
No, I know.
80.
But if we took 20 off from 20, it, that would help.
20,000 off, correct.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep, me too.
Okay.
Yeah, I was hoping when we first heard of this 80, it'd be like, oh, we can just put that right towards the sewer stuff. And then it's like, oh, well, the water needs something. Mm-hmm. Well, we can use that, 20 grand of that. And
it doesn't take long.
And
No, I agree.
So, yeah, but that's just something that we have to, I think we had a year to figure out financing on it.
Yeah, that was the original term.
The term, not that we couldn't change it. And just say, no, it's making good interest, and we don't need that money right now. That's in that in the village department, and we might as well have it getting this great interest rate while it's sitting there, and not getting 0.05% in the bank.
And that's legal.
And we, you know, we could do it. I think as well as to set it up. As long as we don't need it in the village to use it, to set up payments and do it that way.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And not put it over to a actual loan, outside loan.
Perfect.
But,
yeah.
So we might want to revisit that in the time. Okay. But we should probably be thinking of what that's going to do for rates.
How much longer we got before we got to push the button on that?
I'm thinking probably 6 months.
And we should have an idea about the project, the bigger project, way before then, because we're going to have to do something before that anyway. Right. So it should all mesh together, I'm hoping.
But the sooner, I guess, we decide how we're going to pay for this and what the term is, the $200,000 plus the interest, we could start getting that into the rate sooner than later.
True.
Because if you, the longer you wait, you're behind all the time to get there.
Yeah.
So that should probably be on our radar
pretty
soon for that.
Intentional regular rate increases.
Right. Yeah. Other than that, I thought they looked good.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion to approve the September 2024 financials as presented.
I'll second.
I will wait my turn.
Snooze, you don't lose. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, ATV ordinance.
You're ready to adopt an ordinance.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, people are driving on them anyway, so we might as well.
All right, so.
I'm all for it.
At the last meeting, I had it being reviewed by VLCT. They went through everything. They said it was perfectly fine.
Perfect.
The only suggestion they had was that since the process is the same to amend an ordinance versus adopting a whole new one, they thought maybe we should look harder at their model ordinance, but this takes care of all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with the village's current ordinance with this amendment. So so the next step here is...
And this opens up all of our...
All the village roads, 365 days a year, from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. So as long as that's still what you want.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I'm very happy with it.
All right.
Mine's all tucked away for the winter anyways, but,
but
I'm not
people
an ice...
aren't. Next weekend's going to be beautiful, or
I'm
this coming weekend's
going to
be out.
I'm not an ice fisherman, or,
right.
you know,
yeah.
I don't live on a street that I can't get out of my driveway to access the trails or the road that's open, but I think, you know, we owe it to have everybody in the village be able to leave their driveway and...
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay.
At least get fuel.
Well, then... Next step is it has to be read. So, who would like to do the honors?
Oh, we have to read this?
You have to read aloud.
I nominate you. Okay. Village of Barton amendment to the ordinance establishing transit zones for all-terrain vehicles on certain village roads. Under the authority granted in 24 VSA Chapter 59, 24 VSA State Statute, 22914 and 23 VSA State Statute 3506 and State Statute 3510. The trustees of Barton Village hereby amend Section 4A and Section 4B of the ordinance establishing transit zones for all-terrain vehicles on certain village roads by striking the same in its entirety and replacing the same with the following. A. All-terrain vehicles fully conforming to the requirements of 23 VSA Chapter 31 may, in accordance with the provisions of 23 VSA State Statute 3506B1 of the Vermont Statutes Annotated, be operated on all public highways within the Village of Barton in accordance with the requirements of 23 VSA Chapter 31 of the Vermont Statutes Annotated, as well as the requirements set forth in subparagraph C of this section. B, all terrain vehicles may operate from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 365 days a year. In all other respects, said ordinance is hereby ratified and confirmed. And then we'll sign it by all three of us.
And
the date of the original was
2008, August 25th.
August 25th, 2008.
And the amendment is October 14th, 2024.
Perfect. Am I signing the right one?
I somehow didn't give myself a clean copy, so I can go print one when we're done.
Okay.
And have you sign it then.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So I will, this was all we have to do, and then...
Yeah, just move to adopt the amendment.
Motion to approve the adoption of the ATV ordinance amendment making all public highways within the village.
That's first call. Sorry about that. I had to open it.
She had to open it.
Making all public. I'm like, who is out at the door? Let me start over. Is somebody behind us in the garage? Motion to approve the adoption of the ATV ordinance amendment making all public highways within the village available for ATV travel 365 days a year.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So you'll get us a clean.
Yes.
You will sign it.
Yep. And then the next step after that is to publish it in the Chronicle.
Yep.
It's too late for this week, but we have 14 days to get it in the paper from today.
Perfect.
So it'll be in next Wednesday. And I included the copy that you're going to see published.
Yep.
With information on how to contact me with questions and about how to appeal the
Perfect.
Adoption. So.
All over it.
Good job. Thank you, Vera. Uh-huh. And then can we just update border? Help me out
yep,
here.
Yep, I'll email them tomorrow.
Yeah,
when
what is it?
Been adopted. Borderline Ridge Riders.
Yes. Yep. You know, the ATV group.
Yeah.
Just so they know where we're at, because
yep.
they were kind enough to come meet with us.
Yes, they were.
All right, moving on. 2K, truck sander purchase.
All right, we have that extra truck that we intend to use to plow. It needs a sander now. We do have the plow already. It's been installed. The sander we currently have is this Fisher Tempest 2.2 cubic yard sander with auger. That's the same make and model as the one we currently have for ease of use and parts purchasing. Andy would like to buy the same one for the new truck. I was able to source two prices on it. The best one right now is from Champlain Valley Equipment, and that's for $9,552.
And what was our plan, how to pay for this? Are we borrowing it, or what was the plan on purchasing it? Because we don't have
the funding.
Yeah, we don't have the funding.
Unless we take $10,000 of this 80.
But we've only gotten
20.
And it's sitting where now?
In the reserve.
Now this truck right now that we purchased, did it take the place of one that was sanding last year?
No.
So is this something we could put off until next year?
So we didn't have two sanders last year?
No, because we had the the town and the state plowing those extra roads.
That's right. And they're not doing that. Because we're going to have more area to...
Yeah, we're going to have two plows going at a time now.
If it makes sense, not... To me, it kind of makes sense, and I don't even know if this is the case, but if you're plowing and sanding with the same vehicle, you're not having to go back with a second vehicle.
And just sand.
And just sand. But how much have we got in the truck fund at year end for this year? Because we put some in it, but we were taking some out of it.
I can't remember if we put any in or not.
I think 6,000 is what comes to my mind.
Yeah, it was pretty minimal.
Where's my highway sheet?
Okay.
It's at the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, trucks.
Vehicle rents, that's nothing.
Is it on the village portion? Let me see.
Shouldn't be.
On the balance sheet?
There's truck maintenance, truck 2, truck 5, truck 6. Plowing.
That's too many to read.
Salt, sand.
Seems would it be in the general? No.
It would be an asset on your balance sheet for village, like in a checking account, but I don't see it.
I don't think it's included.
Community backhoe, community capital reserve.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any there.
I'm not, yeah. Okay, this might have to wait then.
Well, I do think Marilyn hit the nail on the head that we have that $20,000 from the $80,000 that came from the state, and we're saying it should, while we don't ultimately know where all $80,000 is going to go, each department is in need, so we could allocate 10 for that now.
Mm-hmm. Because where are we on the... now, did we have to buy something for the water that was around 11,000?
We bought that...
Oh, yeah, that part. That
other part.
I think that we were going to try to use this money as well on that.
Yeah, but that only ran just over $5,000.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So I guess I don't have a problem using some of that, whatever funds it is, to pay for this sander. What do you think, Chipper? I mean, we probably will need it.
Yeah, I mean, it's needed for sure.
It seems like we were going to have a year end this year after taxes come in. We made the payment on the new truck. We were going to have around $6,000 in the truck fund. So if that's the case, which I can't find it in here right now, we could pay for it all out of the $20,000 that we got in, or we could, if we do have six, four of the other. I just can't find it here on a.
Yeah, it's not listed.
On a balance sheet. And it might be combined with something. Because in the village there is...
What is this?
This transportation equipment.
Yeah, equipment. Transportation equipment line.
That's all of the trucks and equipment that we own.
And it's probably the asset,
yeah,
like
the
actual value of them.
Got you. Okay.
Let me just look here. a balance sheet. So we have a backup savings, Community National Bank capital reserve of $210,000. That's for paving.
Yep.
I still, to the life of me, can't understand
why they borrowed instead.
Why they borrowed. So yeah. We owe $201,000 for Water Street paving, plus all the interest we've paid, and we have $210,000 sitting in the account to pave.
Should we pay that loan off to save interest?
We've got hurt the most with the interest that we've already paid, because it's in the beginning, and we've probably made three payments of it. It just, I don't get it, but yeah. I guess I don't. Didn't need to get it.
I'm not seeing it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But I mean, wishing it would just kind of like.
Can you ask Crystal? Yeah. In that pickup with the utility box just on the side, with the utility body.
Yes, the new one.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to put a sander in that utility body.